All right, Rebbe, say good morning. Let us begin. So we are going to, Emir Hashem, finish Sif Yud Beis today. That is the hope in the PDF that I sent out last week. We are going to continue on page Chaf Vav. So remember again, the point that Rebbe Tzadok was trying to really drive home was the notion that although Tshuva is really a two-part process comprised of Tara al Lahaba, the ability to purify oneself by living differently in the future going forward, and kapara al avar, and atonement for the past, reconciliation of the past, learning from the past, growing from the past. If a person for some reason cannot deal with their past at the present moment, kapara eino ma'akev, the karban doesn't hold you back from tara. Rather, again, going to the mikvah, immersion in the mikvah, is what goes ahead and allows you to consume truma, lift yourself up, laharim. Now, although it is true that you cannot consume karbanos, you cannot reach the highest levels of kiddusha until you go ahead and bring your karban and reconcile your past, but nevertheless, a person has the ability to be a tzaddik as soon as they pledge to live differently going forward. So amazingly enough, so remember, then Rabbi Tzadik brought it back to Kriya Shema. That's why I said, what's halacha by Kriya Shema? What does the Gemara say? Me'im esai korin eshma ba'arvin. When can you go ahead and recite Shema at night? So remember, again, we've already seen from Rabbi Tzadik that night is a metaphor for difficulty, adversity. In this context, the metaphor is for spiritual difficulty and adversity. At what point in time is one able to create a relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu? From the time that the Kohanim go in to eat their truma, and when can the Kohen go into his truma, all he requires is immersion in the mikvah. He still has to bring a karban, but you could recite Shema, you could establish that connection, you could have a relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu as soon as a person is willing to live differently going forward. But now Rav Tzadik says, Rak Herev Shemesh Tzarech. So continuing that thought, really all the Kohen needs is, of course, immersion in the mikvah by day. But here's what's interesting. Immersion in the mikvah by day is not enough. You also require the setting of the sun. Now, if you look in the Be'urei HaChasidos, in the section below, the last paragraph on the right-hand side, he writes, Aval Kohen Haba Lecho B'Truma, Rak Herev Shemesh Tzarech Acharei Shetavo Mitumaso. So remember again, even for the Kohen, who's Tameh, immersion in the mikvah by itself is not enough. He also requires Herif Shemesh, also requires the sun to set. So he says, so beautiful. He says, Dehainu, Sha'aver Yomo, Shepana V'chalav Hayom Shebo Haya Tameh, V'tavo Miba Od Yom. He has to go to the mikvah by day, and then wait for the day to pass, wait for the day to end. V'heriv Alav HaShemesh, Kishu Kivar B'tara. So we'll say, this is actually very interesting as well. So right, so our Kohen, from the beginning of Seches Brachos, who's Tameh, what does he need to do? He needs to go to the mikvah by day, but amazingly enough, immersion in the mikvah is not enough. He also requires the setting of the sun. It is only once the sun sets and the day is over that ultimately, again, the individual, the Kohen, is fully able to partake of Truma, is Tahar. So says Reb Tzadik, what's the symbolism in Herif Shemesh? Why does he need the sun to set? Why does he need the day to end? See, he writes something so beautiful. I'm in the Be'urei HaChasidus, page Chof Vav, right-hand side column. Kach gam legabe tshuva sa'adam. Benosof lehir her tshuva hametar es nefesh ha'adam mikana lahaba. See, I will say, immersion in the mikvah, which is incredible, which means a decision, right? Immersion in the mikvah is a decision to go ahead. And you see what I'm saying? It's actually very interesting. From Tzadik's perspective, on the spiritual level, immersion in the mikvah means a decision to immerse myself in spirituality. I make mistakes in life because I do not allow enough of a spiritual influence in my life. If I was more immersed and surrounded and rooted in a framework of ruchnius, a framework of spirituality, I would not make the mistakes that I make. So immersion in the mikvah represents a decision. That's my decision to live life differently going forward. We've spoken on this many times. Sin is a manifestation of something much deeper that is broken inside of me. When I do something wrong, when I sin, there's something going on. I said, I'm a good person. So when good people do bad things, that generally means something else is up. So a big gadol, kind of on a broad stroke, Reb Tzadik says, what's broken is you don't have enough Torah. You don't have enough ruchnius. You don't have enough God. You don't have enough holiness in your life. So immersion in the mikvah means, the mikvah representing Torah, representing spirituality, I'm going to immerse and envelop myself. But says Reb Tzadik, that's not enough. You need the day to pass as well. Nitzrach la'adam lahargish ba'atzma. Listen to this. Shu b'matzav acher legamrei min ha'matzav shehayu bo be'esachit. Rabbi say, this is incredible. This is really, I can't tell you like how profound this is. The Tzadik is saying is like this. Even if a person makes the decision, okay, and Rabbi say, let's say I'm the typical person who, for me right now, dealing with my past is a bit too difficult. Reb Tzadik says, fine, don't deal with your past, let's focus on the future. Good, so I made mistakes, I immersed myself, so to speak, in the mikvah, I decided I'm going to live differently going forward. Reb Tzadik says, there's another challenge. The challenge is, most people, says Reb Tzadik, don't believe that they can actually start over. It's an incredible yisod. Most people don't believe they can actually start over. In other words, a lot of times we tell ourselves that we could start over, but then there's that voice that's kind of ringing in my ear and ringing in my soul saying, you're the same person. You're the same exact person. Who are you fooling? How many times have you started over? How many times are we say? Sometimes I lose count of how many times I start over in just one day. Forget about like over a lifetime. How many times did I start over? What number am I up to? Am I up to like 15 start over, 16 start over? I'm not sure. Says Reb Tzadik, sometimes, even if we cognitively believe that we can start over, I don't really believe that I can start over. Therefore, says Reb Tzadik, something amazing. The only way Tara works is if you really believe you can have a fresh start. Therefore, says Reb Tzadik, that's the symbolism that Tara, purity doesn't really occur until when? Until nightfall. Until the day is over. You have to believe yesterday was yesterday. Yesterday need not be a foreshadow of today. Yesterday need not be an indicator of today. Today need not be a carbon copy of what yesterday was. Therefore, says Reb Tzadik, an indispensable part of the Torah process. Yes, you have to go to the mikvah by day. You have to make a pledge. I'm going to surround myself and develop myself in spirituality. I'm going to infuse holiness into my life. But again, says Reb Tzadik, your Torah is not really complete until you believe that today is history. History, what I did today, filed away. What I did today, part of my past. But what I did today doesn't have to necessarily have an impact on what I choose to do tomorrow. It's incredible. He goes on, he says, Nitzrach la'adam la'hargish bi'atzmo, shehu b'matzav acher legamrei. A person has to feel, and a person has to believe, that when the sun goes down, a new day starts, that he is literally in a totally different place. And has the capacity to be a totally different person. He says, and therefore says Reb Tzadik, this is amazing. The completion of Tara is not when you immerse in the mikvah. Right? Because when you're immersed in the mikvah, that's very nice. Immersion in the mikvah is a decision to be different going forward. Immersion in the mikvah, again, is a cognitive decision to live differently, to be different, to think differently. Oh, but again, the shaila is, do I really believe that tomorrow could be different from today? Therefore, Torah is not complete until today ends and tomorrow begins. Incredible. He says, v'zeh inyan shinui zman. So here, Reb Tzadik introduces something quite fascinating. He introduces this notion of shinui zman, that sometimes you need a change in time. We're going to talk about changes as they apply to tshuva, but sometimes in life you need a change in time, a shinui zman. We're going to see, okay, we're once again not going to finish Yud Beis today, but we're going to see in Mirtz Hashem Okay, we're gonna see in tomorrow's shiur that Reb Shlomo is gonna quote the Rambam, how the Rambam discusses that part of tshuva is changing certain things. Whether it's gonna be changing your name or other things. Reb Shlomo is gonna teach us that one of the most important changes that has to take place in the tshuva process is the concept of shinui hazman, a change of time. What does it mean, the change of time, on a very simple level? It's that tomorrow doesn't have to be the same as today. You see, we very often look at time as a continuum. And so therefore, by definition, we assume the person I am tomorrow is the person I am today is the person I will be tomorrow. And the person I am today is most probably the person I was yesterday. And maybe even the person I was a week ago. And we assume that's how we continue. Well, tshuva is predicated on the notion of Harif Shemesh. The sun goes down. The day comes to an end. And who I was today need not be the same person I am tomorrow. That is the concept of shinui hazman, a change in time. And therefore, says Reb Tzadok, tshuva is really only possible if you believe that change is possible. And the only way to believe that change is possible is to believe that one day need not bleed into the other. That one day need not shape the other. That the events of today, which are, let's say, my sins that I did today, need not follow me into tomorrow. That when that sun goes down and the stars and the moon come out and it's a brand new calendrical day, that shinui hazman, that change in time, reminds me that I have the ability to be a dramatically different person as well. All right, well, so we have to stop over here. We will, in Mirat Hashem, continue in Os Yod Beis tomorrow. I'm confident that in the Schuss of Erev Shabbos, in the end of the week, we will complete Sif Yod Beis tomorrow. Stop over here. Shkach Elosei.